Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
All right, welcome in. 6:05 here on a Wednesday.
Hump day.
It's good to have you.
Uh-oh,
sun's coming up. There it is.
Hump day.
Yeah. And how about the Pistons?
Hey.
Pistons make a trade up last night in the NBA draft. They go from 21 to 17, and they end up with a guy that I really like. I didn't watch a ton of him, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
But I do know a little bit about Ibuka Okori.
Yes.
He is a guard out of Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a ton of speed.
And
he plays on the ball, off the ball. He loves to score.
And he scores, he averages about 23 points a game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
We need a scorer.
But you know what's funny is, like, the way that this team is built, like, they want to be able to change things up. They want to be able to do different things. Like, we don't always need Cade to bring the ball down the court. I need Cade to play off the ball,
yes,
too.
Yes,
right? That's
yes.
Where somebody like Okori will come in and mm-hmm. give you that option. Jaden Ivey kind of was that. Unfortunately, Jaden Ivey can never stay healthy.
Yeah.
So it gives you that flexibility. He likes to score. He can slash. He's very quick.
And he says he's ready, you know, to bring that defensive intensity as well, because, you know, the Pistons, you know, are big on the defense.
Good, because we're playing defense here. That's how we operate.
That's it.
Yeah. So I like the move. You know, unfortunately, when you get to this point in the draft, it's why the NBA is tough, because if you're not in that top eight, if you're not in the lottery, mm-hmm, if you're not, mm-hmm. you know, make the argument for maybe 10, 11, 12, you might be stretching it.
Maybe, yeah.
A lot of these guys are going to be, you know, we'll wait and see.
See, yeah.
You know, you stash them and hopefully they develop. But I think that this kid can make a real difference.
Yeah, and I think we can really develop him. I think he's ready. He's prime. And I think we can get him ready to go come, you know, the new season.
Like, is he part of the starting five? No.
No, absolutely
no, no,
not.
No.
No.
Not yet.
I wouldn't think so. No.
No. Give him time, though.
Yeah,
But I like the move. And then this was interesting, too.
With the 9th pick in the 2026 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Morez Johnson Jr. from the University of Michigan.
Wow. Isn't that something?
You know that that scene from The Hangover when he's got all of the different, you know, math equations floating around in his head?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Dusty May to Dallas, and they
yes.
take, you know, Merez absolutely. Johnson, huh? It's
absolutely.
All connected.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's just a coincidence.
That's all it is, just a coincidence. So Merez Johnson goes to Dallas at 9. Yaxel goes to the Warriors at 11. I think Adaimara went at 12.
12, yeah.
So you had three Michigan players in the top 15. That's the first time that's happened to a Big Ten team since, like, the 70s.
Wow.
So a pretty impressive haul there. I mean, we knew that was going to happen.
Sure.
Those
sure.
guys were going to be, you know, highly sought-after players. But still interesting. It was a fun night at the draft.
Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison detailing a stepped-up push to enforce the city's minor curfew rules as officials respond to rising concerns about teen activity and summer violence. Bettison told Detroit City Council yesterday the department recorded 103 curfew violations in April, 92 in May, the number spiking to about 180 during the Ford fireworks event. Ahead of the fireworks, the city put a temporary curfew in place requiring minors to be with an adult after 8 p.m., which ended Tuesday morning. The chief says enforcement is only part of the strategy, with families being connected to support services through the 36th District Court system. He noted parents may be offered alternatives such as responsibility courses and, in some cases, referrals to treatment programs when deeper issues are identified. There were 95 parental responsibility tickets given out during the fireworks. The chief says the goal is to address both violations and underlying challenges driving them while continuing efforts to improve youth safety across the city.
Mm.
Now, you know that big fraud scheme that they announced, the DOJ announced like $6 billion mm-hmm. in fraud. Well, four people are facing criminal charges in separate healthcare fraud cases here in Michigan. That's according to the AG's office, Attorney General Dana Nessel announcing the charges yesterday as part of the U.S. Department of Justice's National Healthcare Fraud Takedown, a nationwide effort targeting alleged fraud against Medicaid and other programs. Prosecutors say the cases involve everything from stolen autism service funds, to allege patient neglect and false billing schemes. In Detroit, a contractor is accused of improperly receiving more than $234,000 meant for autism services. In Mount Pleasant, a caregiver is charged with Medicaid fraud after allegedly billing for services that were never provided to a vulnerable elderly man. In Ann Arbor, a pharmacist accused of billing for thousands of medical products that were never purchased. And in Oak Park, a caregiver is accused of billing Medicaid for months of care that was never delivered while living out of state. Nestle says the cases are part of an ongoing effort to protect taxpayer dollars and crack down on Medicaid fraud across Michigan. I just don't know how these people think they could get away with this. You know, I guess they've been getting away with it for so long, they just felt like, oh, well, nobody's paying attention.
This is part of the problem, though. It's like everybody wants free health care, free college, free child care, free this, free that. And that's fine. Free is nice.
Yeah.
I like free.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. How do we pay for these programs?
That's it.
Well, one of the ways that we could maybe help pay for some of them is let's crack down on some of this.
Look how much money.
$6 billion.
That's
now, again, that's not going to take care of all the things I just mentioned. But you want to be able to provide, services for homeless people in Philadelphia or New York or L.A.
Whatever it is. Right.
Sure. Well, there's some money.
I agree.
And you won't even miss it because it's been gone the whole time.
Right. Exactly. It's free. It's new money, really, because it's been gone. You didn't know it was there, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, use it then.
Michigan's top leaders say they have reached a tentative framework agreement on the state budget just days ahead of the statutory deadline. Governor Whitmer, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, and Republican House Speaker Matt Hall all signed off on the outline Monday night. Speaker Hall says the framework would block any new taxes and prohibit the use of the state's rainy day fund, though many key details remain unresolved. Negotiations are still working through major sticking points, including education funding, potential property tax relief, several policy bills tied to the broader deal. Whitmer's office says the agreement puts the state on a path toward a balanced bipartisan budget, but final approval still requires votes in both chambers and the governor's signature. Lawmakers now racing to finalize a full spending plan before that July 1 deadline. Mm. And when we had Matt Hall on, he said he thought that they could get to, a deal. You know, he was just going to talk to Winnie and say, hey, let's make a deal.
Cue the 60 Minutes music.
Tick, 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 tick. Let's make a deal, and then we'll let the governor know that we made a deal. Or, then the governor's people said, oh, hey.
Well, hold on.
We're ready.
Talk.
We can talk.
Yeah. Jazz Chisholm had a big night last night. Homer had drove in two runs, scored a couple of times. Yankees beat the Tigers last night down at Copa 4-3. Jason, I didn't realize the Yankees could hit home runs outside of Yankee Stadium.
They can, yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So can the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could hit home runs in Yankee Stadium.
Come on.
But everywhere else, it would be a bit of a stretch.
Right.
Yeah. I could throw the ball into the stands at Yankee Stadium.
Now we got Tarek Skubal on the mound tonight to try to win another series, so that's a good thing.
Let's do it.
Yep, rubber match. They look different to me. They look different.
The Tigers look
different?
Yes. Okay.
Now, sometimes they, it rears their ugly head.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of swagger to this team.
Okay.
I don't know.
Swagger or sense of urgency?
Maybe sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. You call it what you will.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But there's a little bit of something there. A little juice. Now, they got a long way to go. They've dug themselves into quite a hole. But
yeah. Well,
there's a little excitement there.
Some drama.
Yeah.
Come on.
I dig it.
Five things first thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.